Thank you for listening to the Half-Ass Podcast. You can check us out online at Facebook, Instagram, and Patreon.
Hey, this is Jude, the reigning champion, Grand Poobah of the trivia.
She's the best.
Of the best.
She's the smartest.
Aw,
you best, guys are so best cute. Looking.
It's true.
She probably, between the three of us, smells the best.
I agree.
Wow, I have to start paying you guys something. More. Anything would be good.
You're going to have to come up for lies for me if I win.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll start thinking now.
And Brittany, we'll figure something out.
You just said lies. Those aren't lies. So it's, I'm Brittany Brixen. I am the reigning failure of this.
Oh, no.
I haven't won yet.
This is your game. This is the third one. This is your win.
We'll see. Third try might be the charm.
I know.
This is your like, time. Your time.
You pulled ahead a couple times. It was just the final.
I got food stuck in my braces. I'm a little weird about it.
Sorry.
Right now?
Right now.
Oh, I thought you meant the last two times.
No, right now. I have like Cheetos stuck in. That's fine.
Cheetos?
Cheetos.
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 And Pete, your turn. Well, I guess I just said your name.
My name's Pete. It's the name assigned to me by my parents.
Government.
I like
it. Yeah, the government told me to call myself that. And I'm hoping to reclaim the title. Smartest man in the room. Well, I guess I am the smartest man in the room already.
You're the only man in the room. So that.
I want the title, though.
Yeah.
Half-Ass Trivia Champion. So as we said in the first episode of the season, if you become a Patreon, I don't remember the dollar amount per month, we're going to select one a month, one Patreon a month to be on one of the trivia episodes. So that could be you.
Do it. Could be you. Sign up. Do it.
Yeah. Would love for you to whoop our butts, probably.
Our Patreon is Half-Ass Podcast, right? Is that the name of it?
Yep.
Okay, cool. All right.
Half-Ass Podcast Patreon.
Yep.
/ we rule.
Adoyle Ruth. All right, I'm ready. I'm in.
I'm ready.
I'm excited. I'm in this to win this or to fail again. It's fine.
Got this. All right, this is Half-Ass Trivia number 3. Let's do this. So round one, it's going to be 10 questions. Each question is worth 1 point. Let's jump in. All right, question number 1. How many of the 7 wonders of the ancient world still exist today? Is it 3, 2, 1, or 0?
Oh, I see what you did there. I thought it was like 1.3, 2.2.
7 wonders of ancient world.
Yeah. How many left still exist today? 3, 2, 1, or 0?
I don't know, but I'm gonna
guess. Sorry about the way I visually put that in.
I don't know the answer to this, but I feel like I should.
All right.
I put. I
put number one.
I put number 1, 3.
I put 4, but I thought it was 4 whenever I was selecting it.
Oh.
I thought 4. Yeah, sorry, 4. It's the number after the actual number answer. It's weird, sorry. So we got 2 for 3 and 1 for 0, correct?
Yes.
That's really confusing.
Did any of us get it right?
Correct answer is 1.
Nope.
Number 3. Which
number
is
3?
Yeah.
So it didn't matter then.
We're warming up.
Unfortunately. Of the 7 wonders of the ancient world, only 1 remains, which is the Great Pyramid of Giza. Lost wonders include the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, the statue of Zeus at Olympia, the temple of Artemis at Ephesus, and the mausoleum at Halicarnassus, the Colossus of Rhodes, and the lighthouse of Alexandria. So literally there's only 1 left. Wow. And I didn't know that. I thought like the Great Wall of China and stuff was included.
Easter Island and the Stonehenge.
I don't think so.
I thought they were the 7, like parts of them. I don't know. I don't know what the definition of the 7 were to be a 7 wonder of the world.
That's true.
I can look it up real fast. I have it on my phone.
We're in a trivia right now.
Oh, okay.
We can't.
Yeah, cheating. I could be cheating. I could be looking up the next question.
That's true.
Yeah,
right?
That I don't know. Maybe psychic. The guy in Rio de Janeiro. They're like Jesus.
Oh.
That's one of the modern ones.
Huh.
You're right.
Oh.
Chichen Itza is one. I'm pretty sure.
Chichen Itza. Mm-hmm.
I think you're right.
I don't know what that is.
I
know what Chichen Itza is. How is that ancient, though?
It's not ancient. It's modern.
Hmm.
It's in Jordan. It's like, it's in Indiana Jones. What's it? Petra. It's like a city built into the rock.
Mm-hmm. Carved out of the rock, like the red rock. Yeah.
There's four more, but I don't remember what they are at the moment. And we're on question two.
That's good. I didn't know that stuff.
Maybe I don't either. Maybe I made all that up.
Well, good thing none of us got that last one right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Pete knows so much, but he didn't get the answer right.
All right, next question. What kind of birds would you find in a gaggle? Is it seagulls, parrots, geese, or orioles?
All right,
I knew this one.
I need to closer because I can't read it.
Seagulls, parrots, geese, or orioles?
Gaggle of cocks.
So this is Jude, and I said three, whatever that is.
Geese.
Geese?
Yeah. So this is Britt, and I said the same thing.
I got a gaggle of gulls.
Seagulls.
Pretty sure it's a gaggle of geese, bud.
Correct answer is geese.
Gosh.
I knew that one.
Mm.
A large number of geese are considered a gaggle of geese.
Look at this nice presentation you made, Ty.
I know.
Like, this is what's up. Thank you.
Okay. I had appreciate that. I had a bunch of transitions, but when I watched back our previous recording of how it went, it like was super choppy. So I was just like, all right, we'll just go through them quickly. Next question. What candy bar was named after its inventor's family's horse? Is it Snickers, Fast Break, or Baby Ruth?
What was the second one?
Almond Joy.
Almond Joy. Yeah, Snickers, Almond Joy, Fast Break, or Baby Ruth. And for those listening who would like to see the visual, become a Patreon and you'll be able to see a video that we'll send out to you via Google Drive, so you'll be able to visually watch as you listen to the podcast. So
cool.
I put Snickers.
I put Snickers.
You got one for Snickers? Two for Snickers?
I put Snickers. Three.
Three for Snickers.
Three for Snickers. All the way around.
Was it Baby Ruth?
Board, Snickers.
Oh, a Snickers!
Babe Ruth was named after Babe Ruth.
Oh, there we go. None of the other ones sounded
originally
like
introduced in 1929 by Frank and Ethel Mars, the Snickers bar was named after their family horse. The original Snickers bars were sold for a nickel and consisted primarily of chocolate, peanuts, and caramel.
I had no idea.
That's what a 1911 box used to look like.
A nickel? Yeah, baby.
A nickel? Yeah. Snickers. Imagine.
Now you're lucky to get one for a dollar.
Yeah, right. All right, question number four. What does karaoke mean in Japanese? Does it mean drunk singer, frightened orchestra, shower singer, or empty orchestra?
Drunk white person.
I have no clue.
Neither do I.
So,
shower singer.
I went with shower singer.
Nice.
Three.
Three for shower singer. Correct answer is, unfortunately, empty orchestra.
That was a close second for me.
Karaoke.
Karaoke is a word formed by putting two Japanese words together. Kara, that comes from kara opa, that means empty, and oke, shortened from okasutra, which means orchestra. So they just put this together at the start of both of those and came up with karaoke. So
it's pretty,
pretty cool.
Interesting, though.
Well, I'm
learning so much.
That's how you make a word, guys.
Yeah, that seems to be like how they put a lot of stuff together. And I've learned that like Koreans, like South Korea at least, like when you're reading Korean, they put a lot of the symbols together, just like what they did with those two words.
Can you give us an example?
One thing could be like one thing could be dog, the other one could be house, and then when they put the two symbols together, it becomes doghouse. So it's like really interesting that's how their like symbols work.
I was just thinking of the example of chicken parmesan. You take chicken and parmesan,
that could work,
and you put them together. It's chicken parmesan.
I like it.
Boom. And it's like, it's like you take the two symbols, like the way we write chicken and the way that we write Parmesan, and you put them together, and it makes chicken Parmesan.
Right. That's how at least American Italians do it.
That's pretty cool, though. I like how they mesh together, like, two symbols. I'm learning so much.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. All right. Question number 5. How long had Pamela Anderson known Motley Crue drummer Tommy Lee before marrying him? Was it 4 days, 4 months, 4 weeks, or 4 years?
Also don't know.
Are they still together today? I don't know that information.
I don't know.
Nope.
She's married Kid Rock.
What?
In between that.
She was.
No?
Ba with the ba da bang.
I'm learning how to go.
So I went with number 3, 4 weeks.
I went with number 3, 4 weeks.
I went with number 3, 4 weeks.
None of us are going to win, or we're all going to win. Around.
Actually, I wanted to say 1 for 2. Oh, son of a bitch. I was right. I would have been right.
Guaranteed there's a listener who's got 100%.
4 days.
4 days.
It says, after a whirlwind 4-day courtship, Anderson and Lee were married in a non-traditional ceremony that ended with Lee throwing his new bride in the ocean. And that's a picture of them on their honeymoon in Cancun, Mexico.
Huh. I should have went with that. I'm like, nobody's gets married after 4 days.
Yeah, I thought they had more class.
I thought with it being like a trivia question, it probably was 4 days.
Motley Crue is like known for like being conservative.
Oh, you're right.
Absolutely.
So
so is Pamela Anderson.
Right.
Look at her skin. Like, look at her shirts. You know that streams conservation. Yeah.
Definitely. Right. What she's wearing right
just
there.
Just using what she needs.
Yeah. Conservatory note.
Can you leave that picture up for a little bit?
Get out of here. Yeah. All right. Question, whatever.
What, 7?
Question 6.
Oh.
In what country can you visit Machu Picchu? Is it Bolivia, Colombia, Chile, or Peru?
I know this one. I've been there.
I know this one too. Oh. Did I just show you my answer?
Oh.
No, but she just said she's been there.
Yeah, I gave the answer away.
Oh, wait. Peru.
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 Peru all around.
Mm-hmm. I gave the Peru. Answer away.
Would you have known that anyway?
I was going to pick Mexico.
Oh,
but it wasn't even an option. There.
I just go back and change it. Machu Picchu is a 15th century Inca citadel located in the Cusco region in Peru above the Sacred Valley. So you've been there, Britt?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I just was earlier this year. It was super cool. It's very, very pretty.
She saw old man's boner.
You see the nose part. So if you look at that that mountain in the background, it looks like a man, like a man's face.
Laying down.
Like his nose is pointing up towards the air or up towards the sky. Oh, yeah. So I hiked to the top of that mountain. That's Huayna.
Really? You're up there?
Yep, that's Huayna Picchu, which is
up his nose.
Up his nose. but Huayna
Picchu. Oh, that was the hike you were telling me about.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the young mountain. Young man.
I didn't know that was that one specifically. That's really cool.
Didn't you say that Americans, not necessarily Americans, but most people say it wrong?
Yeah.
Like penis or something. Or something.
Yeah, you're right. Machu Picchu is how we say it, and it's Machu Picchu with like an extra K in there. Picchu means penis. Picchu means man.
Right. That's why I said old man's weenie.
It's the technical term.
So if you're ever in Peru, don't mix that up.
They'll just laugh at you.
Unless you're looking for a strange
an
time.
Old penis.
Yeah.
I don't think I will be, but...
Good.
All right. Question number 7. What major American city is nicknamed the Mile High City? Is it Seattle, Washington, San Francisco, California, Denver, Colorado, or Chicago, Illinois?
Oh, I don't know this one.
I always say Illinois. No, not Illinois.
Illinois,
not Illinois.
With an extra S.
I'm guessing and going with number 1.
I'm going with number 1, Seattle.
I'm going to go with
2 for Seattle.
The Mile High City, Denver, Colorado.
Correct answer is Denver, Colorado.
Oh,
really?
Paige.
It's way Denver, higher than a mile high.
Well, according to whatever the hell I saw, which could be way incorrect, Denver is named after James W. Denver, a governor of the Kansas Territory, and it is named the Mile High City because it's official elevation exactly 1 mile above sea level. So that could be completely false information.
But that could be completely accurate information.
I only know it
I got it on the internet, so it might not be right.
their football stadium. Like, I guess it's weird for people visiting to play football there because of the
elevation,
thinner air, I guess. So they make a big deal of it every time, like, the Steelers play there.
Oh.
They're like, blah, blah, blah. If we lose, it's because it's harder to breathe.
It's not because we lost.
Yeah.
It's because it was unfair.
Because it's higher?
Because of the elevation. Air gets thinner the higher you go up. I don't know how big of a deal it is.
So being in that, it's not that high. It's not that high.
Especially, I don't know, dude. The people there are always like, I'm so high.
Well, it's because weed's legal for recreational use. No, but going from here to Denver, you're fine. You're fine. I'm fine and you're a football player.
They do definitely mention it, but I don't know how much it actually matters.
Yeah, that's true.
They're probably just cut to the loss. They're like, that's the reason why we lost.
Yeah. You can't take accountability for
I don't know. If you lose to the Broncos, take that, Denver.
All right, question number 8. Edwin Jarvis serves as a butler to what super team? The Avengers, the Fantastic Four, Justice League, or Teen Titans? I messed up that word. It should be Fantastic Four.
What was number 1? I can't read it.
Avengers.
The Avengers.
The Avengers.
I don't know this answer either. But I'm guessing with number 3.
Oh. I guess number 1, the Avengers, just because.
I guess the Avengers is also.
Avengers.
Correct answer is Avengers.
Nice.
I got at least 2 correct today.
I didn't realize that the Avengers had a butler.
I know.
He ends up being Tony a superhero.
Stark. Oh, Tony Iron Stark.
Man's butler. And he joined the Avengers when the mansion, I guess, became the team's headquarters. So, pretty interesting.
Huh. So wouldn't it technically be Tony Stark's butler?
Yes.
Oh, that makes sense. I can remember him saying Jarvis.
That's a cool name. I wish more people were named Jarvis.
Yeah.
Your next game, Jarvis. Happen.
Probably not, but
I think he started out as a visual or a hearing entity. Like, he was in his
an iPad
super suit or whatever. Or Iron suit. Like, he would talk to him and he would be like, Jarvis, put on the whatever. And then eventually he gave him a consciousness or something, or an AI.
Hmm. Jarvis.
Didn't know that.
How many cups are in a gallon?
Oh. Yeah, basically.
Our next question. Jarvis, what is our next question?
What U.S. president won the Nobel Peace Prize for his role as a peacemaker in the Russo-Japanese War? Was it Grover Cleveland, Franklin D. Roosevelt, Jimmy Carter, or Theodore Roosevelt?
I'm going to take a wild guess.
I'm taking a wild guess. Probably not right.
I went with number 2.
I went with number 3.
I went with Grover. Grover. Send the...
Interesting, because the correct answer was Theodore Roosevelt.
Oh.
I knew I was in the wrong time period, but...
I was almost close.
I didn't know.
I was close. I had the right last name.
You were closer than I was.
Oh, look at all those tall people.
During the Russo-Japanese War, President Theodore Roosevelt offered to serve as a mediator, and he summoned representatives of the warring countries to Portsmouth, New Hampshire in the summer of 1905 to discuss their differences, and the war came to a close. He was then awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, being the first American to receive it. And then that's a photo of them at the signing, I guess, for the peaceful intervention.
You go, Teddy.
Looks like a party.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you said you go, Teddy?
One time, they're all really angry.
What?
Do you know why?
Why?
Back then, you had to stand still for a picture for so long that you couldn't make a smile. Like, you had to just have your face, you had to have resting bitch face.
When was back then?
Black and white pictures. real black and white pictures, not the ones that were edited black and white.
I never even heard of the Japo-Russianese War.
Russo-Japanese War.
You're our war guru.
Not war.
Well, you know a lot about war.
Hey, I got these questions off the internet that could all be made up.
No, I believe it.
I believe you.
Question number 10, the end of round 1.
What planet has the most moons? Is it Uranus, Mars, Saturn or Jupiter. I know it's Uranus, but I like saying Uranus.
You could say what you
it's
want.
Been Uranus my entire life. I know. And then all of a sudden they're wrong. Like,
our whole life.
Here's a fake word for you to say.
I feel like this is a trick question.
Here's a wrong answer.
I'm going to go with...
What, do you think one of those isn't a planet?
No, it's definitely a planet, but like, is its belt considered to be moons? I'm going to guess Jupiter.
Is it
though.
What?
Its belt. Is Jupiter? It considered okay. to be moons? Because it's a bunch of different asteroids.
Jupiter so don't have a belt?
So they're satellites.
I no, went Saturn. With Jupiter.
I went with Jupiter. Because like, if it's not, if Saturn's rings don't count for moons, then well, I think it's
ring's
Jupiter.
Not a moon.
I don't think it.
I kind of think it is Saturn, but I did put Uranus.
Okay, so. Did you?
Did.
That's yeah, one for Jupiter, one for Uranus. And
I got Jupiter too.
I had Jupiter as well.
Jupiter. Okay. Correct answer is Jupiter.
Dang it.
Ooh. All right.
Jupiter has at least 67 known moons. The
Holy
largest
cow.
Four are called Io, Europa, Ganymede, and Callisto.
Oh, wow. I That's knew it was a lot, but I didn't know it was that many.
See, this is why I'm bad at true and false, too, because I'm like, kid. Could like is, like if you're trying to pull a smooth one on me like or like all those
pull
asteroids
a smooth one on me I've never heard that
a fast one I guess pull a fast one on me like all those asteroids that are in that ring because it's not a ring it's a bunch of like debris and moons
little
and
things
debris if you're reading it in English
but I got it right
all right
you're thank you
You're thanking him, but you got it right.
All right, round number two.
Oh, yeah.
10 questions. Well, each question is going to be worth 3 points this time.
All I have to do is get one question right, and I match my answers from the first round. What are our scores? Are we allowed to know?
I can tell you, or we can just keep it secret with you guys.
I would like to know, because if I, like, it might make it might give us more of a competitive spirit.
All right. So we have PJ at 3 points, Britt with 4 points,
oh
nice,
Jude with 5 points.
What?
Ooh,
oh,
what?
Yeah.
Woo.
Close game.
Three,
four, five. That's what I get for picking Uranus.
Uranus.
All right. Question number 11. What was the most money ever paid for a cow at an auction?
Oh wow. Okay.
Was it $130,000? $67,000, $1,300,000, or $670,000. Think about how valuable a cow could be, and how much money someone.
I've heard of cash cows, but this is a little nuts.
Yeah, these are all so crazy.
Cash cow.
I'm waiting for.
How long do cows live for?
Huh?
I picked number 4.
How long do cows live for?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
A cow's
I would
lifespan.
Think at least 10 years. At least. Like a horse, I would imagine. Horses are, what, 10 to 20? Maybe
this is more. Jude, and I picked number 2. I can't
Depends on
read
how
that.
Hungry the farmer is.
Oh, yeah. It's 67? Not.
67,000.
I picked number 4. I don't know what the.
I picked number 4, too.
670. Okay, 2 for 670, 1 for 67. 1,300,000.
Oh,
you shut up.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did we all get it wrong?
Yeah, we all got it wrong.
Miss
oh, man, look at those udders.
Cow held as the probable matriarch of the dynasty of star milk producers was purchased in 1985 by a group of investors for $1.3 million.
What's wrong with his back leg?
It's full of milk.
I think its tail.
It was weird.
Like,
it's just probably.
In the way, yeah, it's a weird photo. Hmm. It's got big udders, though. So
doesn't have a tail.
Winning ones. All right, question number 12.
Look at them winning
what
others.
TV credited... What TV show is credited for a massive surge of applications for courses in forensic science? Was it NCIS, CSI, Law and Order, or X-Files? Because of the show, a lot of people wanted to get into forensic science.
So I'm just going to go with number 4 because I just like the X-Files. I don't. It was going to be a guess anyway, so I'm going, sticking to my guns.
This is Jude. I picked DOS.
I picked 2 as well. CSI.
CSI for X-Files?
I think it was the first one.
CSI.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah.
I took one for the team.
You did.
The team of the being extreme... of conspiracy theories.
The extreme popularity of CSI, crime scene investigation, has been credited for a massive surge of applications for courses in forensic science. changed the game.
Hmm. Well, nice. I wanted to go into forensic science because of the X-Files. So,
take it because early. Of aliens.
Yeah. No.
I want to learn how to take fingerprints because of Bigfoot.
Yeah. I think he's real.
Question number 13. What was the first capital of ancient Egypt? Memphis, Thebes, Alexandria, or Baltimore? Memphis, Thebes, Alexandria, or Baltimore?
I wasn't 100% on this, but I'm going with number three, Alexandria.
And this is Jude. I'm going with Alexandria.
I'm going to go with Alexandria.
Three for Alexandria. Correct answer is Memphis.
Memphis. No. I was thinking maybe right? Thieves. That's wild.
Yeah, weird.
I went with Alexandria because of the ancient wonders. One of them is like the Tower of Alexandria.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He tricked us on purpose.
Tricky question. That was a good question.
First capital of ancient Egypt was Memphis, a city whose name can be roughly translated into English as White Walls.
Oh, I wonder if Memphis knows what that means.
The city? Know.
Find out.
Memphis.
Yeah, like the people that live there.
All right, next question. Who was the only person in NBA history to be named Most Valuable Player, Coach of the Year, and Executive of the Year? Is it Bill Russell, Bill Jackson, Michael Jordan, or Larry Bird?
Mm. Mm. I'm guessing Michael Jackson. All right, wait. Michael Jackson. Jordan.
I don't think it was Michael Jackson.
I put Larry Bird.
I said Phil Johnson.
Jackson.
Can't remember.
Oh, that's what I did. I grabbed his last. All right.
No, it was good. It was a good one. Wait, so which one are you taking, the Michael or the Jackson part?
So, Britt. This is Britt. I took Michael, Jordan. Jude took Jordan. Phil Jackson.
Phil Jackson. All right, and then one for Larry Bird.
Sorry to talk for you.
Okay. No, you're good. Correct answer is Larry Bird.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Pete.
I did not know.
He was drafted into the NBA 6th overall by the Boston Celtics in 1978, and he played his entire professional career for Boston, winning 3 NBA championships and 2 NBA Final MVP awards, and then served as head coach of the Indiana Pacers from 1997 to 2000, and then in 2003, assumed the role of president of basketball operations for the Pacers. So he's been in the game a long time. All right, next question.
Is that African your son nation... yelling upstairs?
I think that's a California kid. That's why your kids don't cry.
Can you hear a kid crying?
I do. He's upset. He wants you to win. Mm-hmm. Got to win for him. Which African nation has the most pyramids? Is it Libya, Egypt, Algeria, or Sudan?
I feel like I should know this.
I feel like this is wrong, but I said, this is Jude, I said Egypt.
This is Britt, I also said Egypt.
This is Pete, I said Libya.
2 for Egypt, 1 for Libya. Correct answer is Sudan.
Ooh, well, at least we're consistently wrong.
Sudan is home to over 200 pyramids, which is more than twice that of Egypt.
Wow.
I had no idea.
No, me either.
Me neither.
A lot of pyramids. All right, next question. What U.S. president refused to use the telephone while in office? Was it Herbert Hoover, Richard Nixon, Calvin Coolidge, or Warren G. Harding?
Oh, are you kidding me?
I don't know.
No idea.
Why?
Tell him I'm not here.
Oh, your alarm again.
There's a thing again. I don't know where.
Is that on that?
That's that
we're recording on.
Oh. Oh, you got a way better angle.
Why would she call? Nobody wants to talk to you.
You guys?
All right, you there?
You there?
This is Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to answer and say C, Calvin Coolidge.
I said A or 1, and it's Hoover.
I'm also saying Calvin Coolidge based on nothing.
Because he was cool, and he didn't use a phone.
Cool Coolidge.
In fact, he was cool, apparently.
wow.
Didn't use a phone.
Yeah, brick.
He said that if you don't say anything, you won't be called on to repeat it.
Oh, so that does sound like a politician thing to careful. Say.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Very careful about what he said.
That's why everybody remembers him.
Yeah, I had no idea if he... I had no idea he was even a real president.
I only even know he was a president because of, like, Van Wilder went to Calvin College.
Oh.
Or Calvin College. No. Coolidge College.
Coolidge College.
Oh, man. What a cool name.
That's a cool name.
But it apparently died out. I don't know any Coolidges.
Did it?
Calvin.
That's true.
I know Calvin one.
What, Coolidge?
No, his name's Calvin, though. The guy I know.
I know Calvin, too.
Question 17.
Okay. What is the oldest surviving musical instrument? Is it a trumpet, a flute, a drum, or a lyre?
A what?
Lyre.
Is that a bit?
Yeah, I think it's a lyre, but I don't know. I don't say words right, so. I'm going to say number three, a drum.
I'm going to say number three, drum.
I'm going to say flute, but I wanted to change it to drum.
Is that my fault?
Stop at.
Wait, so you want to do a three drum?
What was that?
Or you want to stay with flute?
No, I'm staying with flute. I'm fine. I know I'm wrong, but.
Okay. Drum. I just feel like it's a simple instrument to make.
And I mean, like, if before making any of those, you would drum on stuff.
Yep.
That's true. You just hit something.
Yeah.
Oops, sorry. I thought that was
that's a dog.
So what's the correct answer?
All right. The correct answer is flute.
Oh,
wow.
I initially said flute.
I read a book about Aborigines and
that's a didgeridoo.
Australia. A didgeridoo. No, they had like made flutes from like way, way back.
That's super cool. I would have never guessed a flute. I would have guessed a lyre next.
I don't know what a lyre is.
It's like a round,
it's got strings, like a guitar, but it's, right?
I think so.
Okay.
Oh, an ancient bone flute estimated to be about 40,000 to 82,000 years old was found by Dr. Ivan Turk, a paleontologist at the Slovenian Academy of Science at the Neanderthal campsite in Ljubljana, Slovenia, in 1998. The oldest known musical instrument is made of an old cave bear femur segment of four holes.
Wow.
It's pretty interesting.
Pretty impressive.
Weird. Making music out of bear bones. But...
could have been a drive shaft. They
free
don't know.
Bird.
All right. Question number 18. An earthquake that measures 8 on the Richter scale would be how many times stronger than an earthquake that measures 4 on the same scale? Is it 2 times stronger, 4 times stronger, 1,000 times stronger, or 10,000 times stronger?
I don't know.
I'm going to say, this is Jude, I'm going to say 2 times stronger.
This is Britt. I'm gonna guess 10,000 times stronger.
I'm going to also say 2 times stronger.
Okay, 2 for 2, 1 for 10. Correct answer is 10,000 times stronger.
Wow, I was sent awesome.
A logarithmic, which means that each successive whole number represents a tenfold increase in power. Thus, an earthquake that measures 8 would be 10,000 times stronger than an earthquake that measures 4.0, which is insane.
I was just going with it because it sounded like it was like way too much.
Way too much, yep.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Good guess.
Good call.
Well,
that's how I got through high school.
this answer seems impossible.
Yeah.
I'll pick
way
it.
Too much, yep.
Yeah. I would have thought 2 times as well. Hmm. Pretty crazy. All right, question number 19. What year did women receive the right to vote in the United States?
Oh, I should
1840, know. 1840, 1860, 1900, or 1920?
I'm going to say number 2, 1960.
I'm going to say 4, 19, I don't know, what, 20, 1920, sorry.
I'm going to say 4, 1920.
Oh, I Britt,
think that is... 1860.
One is what? 1860.
Oh,
that would have been Civil War.
I'm going to go with the rest of the team. I'm going to go number 4.
Oh, okay. Did you say a different number?
Yeah, I said 1960.
We can't really tell. It's written really small.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'll make them a little bit bigger next time.
Oh, I don't think we were planning on looking on our phone. You're fine.
Correct answer is, in fact, 1920. So points all around. All
right. Thank you for letting me change my answer.
Yeah, no worries. Well, I heard you say 1960, so I was like, I should probably let you know because I don't want to leave you with it. In 1920, women received the right to vote in the United States with the passage of the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. After much willingness and asking of President Woodrow Wilson,
I heard
was the guy who was like, "Yeah, you know what?
Biden's gonna repeal that one."
Get the hell out of here. With his female running mate, I'm sure she would like really like that.
So
that like,
was seems exactly legit.
100 years ago.
Yeah, Kamala's gonna be for it. She's like, you know what? I don't even vote.
I don't like those bitches right, anyway. They're out.
Why was New York Yankees pitcher David Winfield arrested on April 4th, 1983? Was it because he was stealing a hot dog from a concession stand, sneaking into a Toronto Blue Jays game, hitting a seagull with a baseball, or flashing a group of unruly fans?
What?
I don't know. I can't read it, but I'm going to go with 3. This is Jude. That's what I was going with.
Yeah.
I don't know what number it is because it's so tiny, but sneaking into a Blue Jays game.
Okay, so we got 2 for hitting a seagull with a baseball and 1 for sneaking into a Toronto Blue Jays game.
Yeah.
You guys want me to repeat the answers too? Let me know. I'll go back over them.
That's
correct.
Okay.
Answer is hitting a seagull with a baseball.
Oh,
nice. Yes. I almost changed.
There's no law against that.
Animal cruelty. There's moral laws against that.
Yeah. On purpose.
On April 4th, 1983, David Winfield of the New York Yankees was warming up for another inning against the Toronto Blue Jays when he accidentally struck and killed a seagull with the ball. Later in the day, Winfield was actually arrested by Toronto police for cruelty to animals. Needless to say, these charges didn't hold up and were dropped the next day.
I was going to say, it was an accident, dude.
I was going to ask if you were saying tornado instead of Toronto.
Did I say that before, too?
You did, because I was like, I've never heard of the Toronto Blue Jays.
Tornado Blue Jays. Toronto. It's just me with dyslexia. All right. Round number 3 for 10 more questions. These are going to be worth 5 points.
And
I will
tally
up and let you know what we have. Let's see.
I'm still sucking food out of my teeth.
What, you think you're winning, Britt?
No, not at all.
I think you're doing better than you think you are.
Are you tallying up our points right now?
Yeah.
I feel like
okay. So
I got like 2 right that time.
I think I only got 2 right.
3. So PJ has 12 points, Britt has 13 points, and Jude has 17 points.
Wow. Ooh.
I might retain my title.
My keep crown. In mind that each of these questions is worth 5 points, so PJ would only have to answer 1 point to then be tied.
Okay.
So these questions are worth a lot. And then you guys are down to do the last question as whatever you call it.
A bidding.
A bidding?
Do okay. My bidding.
We'll stop at 19 or 29 and we'll have you guys bid. So here we go.
All right.
Next round. Question number 21. What poet wrote the following lines? 2 roads diverged in a wood and I took the ones less traveled by. Is it Emily Dickinson, Walt Whitman, Langston Hughes, or Robert Frost?
I know this one.
I do not.
100%.
I don't know this one.
100%.
100%.
I feel...
I can all almost right. Tell you the year.
Better get it right, then.
Okay, I'm going to say...
Really?
Okay. I'm going to say number 2.
Walt you stick
Whitman?
It?
Whitman.
No, I feel like she answered, so I can't swap mine.
I'm going with... This is Jude. I'm going with Robert Frost.
Oh,
my
that was
my
second
author.
One.
That's who I was going to switch to, but I have Walt Whitman.
Wait, so...
So 2 for Walt Whitman. 1 for
okay.
Robert yeah. Frost.
Correct answer is, in fact, Robert Frost.
Woohoo! I even have his book over there on the You can't see it, but
that's why I was going to switch, because I knew you like were into him.
I was debating because I know Walt Whitman and Robert Frost both wrote about nature, but I didn't know which one. Mm. Womp.
Oh, what a handsome fella.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
How about?
Robert Frost finished his famous poem, The Road Not Taken, with the following lines. I shall be telling this with a sigh. Somewhere ages and ages hence, two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the ones less traveled by. And that has made all the difference. Yep. Next question.
Amen,
question
brother.
Number 22. What singer holds the world record for most words in a hit single? Was it Kanye West, Busta Rhymes, Eminem, or 50 Cent?
Oh, that's a good question.
Mm.
Tricky, tricky one.
I'm going to go with number 3, Eminem.
I'm going to go with 4, 50 Cent, even though Eminem's my favorite.
Eminem.
2 for Eminem, 1 for 50 Cent. Correct answer is Eminem.
I went with 50 Cent because there was a number in his word, in his title.
I know you don't know his music because he's just like, come give me a hug.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. So that would have been off. I don't know his music.
It's pretty slow.
I should have went with Eminem.
I knew
the Detroit rapper.
Wish I said it.
Achieved a world record with Rap God. The 6-minute track contains 1,560 words, which means that Eminem is rapping a tongue-twisting 4.28 words per second.
That's craziness.
Did you take your headphone out to see if those cop sirens were outside?
Yeah, I actually thought it was in the distance. I thought it was your son crying upstairs.
Yeah, the cops are outside the compound.
Your son's upstairs making siren sounds.
Busta Rhymes would have been my second guess because Busta Rhymes raps really fast too.
Yeah.
Jude, the FBI's on the way.
You know what? I don't doubt it.
They're if I ever get raided,
I say a lot of crazy things. None of them are true.
They know you have a stockpile of Robert Frost books. Come and confiscate them.
I thought you said Rubber Frost books for a minute.
Robert Frost and a whole bunch of Bibles and Spanish books.
She's starting some sort of Spanish
rebellion. No aluminum, though. No explosive aluminum dust.
Absolutely not.
They have a lot of aluminum cans.
Just cans.
Looks like they're saving up for a rainy day.
Mm-hmm.
Question number 17.
I think.
All right. Number 23. Approximately how much was the price of a single Bitcoin on January 1st, 2017? Is it $500, $1,000, $5,000, or $10,000? Specifically, January 1st, 2017.
I'm going to guess.
Oh, damn it. I'm going to go with.
I'm going to go with number 2. 1,000.
1 for 1,000.
This is Jude. I'm going to go with number 4, 10,000.
I put $1,000.
$1 billion.
Actually, it's actually 1,000. Sorry. Honestly. wait. We had 2 for 1,000?
Yeah, yep. Brittany and I both had 1,000 selected.
Okay. I said 10,000 because it was ridiculous amount, but
I knew it was still pretty cheap.
Actually, the price of one Bitcoin in January 2017 was 1,000, while its current price is sitting at upwards of 11,000 today. 10 Bitcoin in 2017, $10,000, which would be currently valued at 110,000.
That's nuts.
Pretty wild. Yeah, but it fluctuates so much that it could just drop back to 1,000 at any time. So we had a technical difficulty. We lost 5 questions through the recording, but we're going to go ahead and recap that real quick. So question number 21 was, what poet wrote the following lines, two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the ones less traveled by? That was Robert Frost, which Jude got correct. Inch and Britt picked Walt Whitman.
Mm-hmm.
We were wrong.
Next question was question number 22. What singer holds the world record for most words in a hit single?
I got this right.
The choices were Kanye West, Busta Rhymes, Eminem, or 50 Cent. Correct answer was Eminem. Heej and Britt got that correct, and Jude had guessed 50 Cent.
Nice.
Next question is question number 23. Approximately how much was the price of a single Bitcoin on January 1st, 2017? Was it $500, $1,000? $5,000 or $10,000? And the correct answer was $1,000. Britt and Peach got that correct. And Judy guessed $10,000. correct answer was 1,000.
Boy, I slipped out of first place here.
Oh, you might.
Question number 24. What razor-thin country accounts for more than half of the western coastline of South America? Choices are Ecuador, Bolivia, Chile, or Peru. Correct answer was Chile. Did anyone get that right?
I did.
PJ got that right.
PJ did.
Because he likes Chile.
I don't know.
Then,
I got it right, but I don't know if that's the reason.
Question number 25 is, which of the following means rain when added to a cloud's name? An alto, strato, cirrus, or nimbus? Correct answer was nimbus.
PJ got that right.
I feel like PJ got that coming up.
I got that right because of the movie Elf.
Yep. Watch your cartoons.
Yep.
And Christmas specials, people.
But not whenever you're looking at like Waco. Don't watch your cartoons there.
No, that's true.
What?
I had misinformation.
Oh, you don't watch the cartoon. I did say cartoon, though. Yeah. I don't know why I said cartoon.
It's because it was made for TV or whatever.
Are we caught up now?
Yeah, so we should be all caught up. So this is question number 26. What TV celebrity had the right had to have the lens removed from his right eye and replaced with a synthetic one after he suffered a basketball injury? Was it Robert Blake, George Clooney, Neil Patrick Harris, or David Duchovny?
I only know two of those people.
I know three out of the four, but I don't know if any of the I don't know anything about their eyes. Or that they play basketball.
I'm just gonna guess.
Everybody I know no is white.
I'm gonna guess with the person I don't know.
Oh, don't say nothing yet.
I know all of them.
I'm still thinking.
Okay.
I guess so. A. Robert Blake.
I picked Robbie.
Robert Blake.
I don't know who that is though.
So two for Robert.
And I chose David Duchovny.
X-Files.
Correct answer is David Duchovny.
Woo! I got one out of this round.
He looks like he sucks at basketball.
I feel like that was very
judgmental. The lens in his eye. I feel he was pretty aggressive.
He was poked in the eye, and the force of the blow ruptured an eye muscle and caused a cataract to develop. And as a result, he had to have the lens removed from his right eye and replaced with a synthetic one.
That's good defense.
Huh.
Go for the
That's
eyes.
That's crazy. Yeah. I thought about guessing him just because of X-Files, you know? I did that once already.
Didn't pay off that time.
No.
This one would have.
Question number 27. Pinto Colvig is better known as the original what? Tony the Tiger, Bozo the Clown, Barney the Dinosaur, or Ronald McDonald? Pinto Colvig. What a name.
I'm going to guess. Number two?
I'm going to go with two, Bozo the Clown.
Bozo the Clown.
3-2. Correct answer is Bozo the Clown.
Nice.
I was on that show.
Padding our stats.
You were on that show.
Yeah, in like 1970.
Can we find that?
You were
can we
on
find
the
that
show?
Video?
I don't know.
No, like... She said she remembered that show, not that she was on
was
that
on
show.
I was on the show.
What? Wait, what?
Yeah, I was like 6. You
was on the show.
She's like the original Britney Spears.
Oh my gosh, that clown is terrifying.
Is creepy.
And I did not want to go down there. They had this arrow on TV and they picked a kid from the audience and it landed on me. And I kept saying it was the kid beside me. I was like, no, it's not me. And they kept saying, no, it's you.
You're lucky you survived.
You're scary looking. Yeah. I didn't want to go down there.
What happened whenever you got up on stage?
I had to like roll a ball or something and I was just like, threw it at him and left. I was like,
you're like, I asked not to be in the limelight.
Did you know that pressure? Time?
Yeah, we got to look that up.
Wow.
Huh.
Pinto Colvig was the voice of Bozo the Clown on the 1946 record album that introduced Bozo to the children of the world. The album came with an illustrated read-along book, the first of its kind, and stayed on Billboard's best-selling children's records charts for an amazing 200 weeks.
Judy, I didn't even
By know. By the way, I did not know that was his name.
I didn't know you were around in 1946, Jude.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I was always around.
You look great for your age.
Thank you.
What? I think he like started off as right the voice of Bozo, but then it became a show afterwards, which was around your time, I think, right?
I have no idea.
I feel like that
definitely was not around in 1946, but
I don't think TV was around in 1946.
I don't know.
What do people watch the bombs get dropped on?
Oh man.
I don't know. I just thought that they listened to the radio.
Newspapers.
they listened to the newspapers.
Oops, sorry.
Ah. All
right, question number 28. What NFL player returned a fumble 66 yards to the wrong end zone? I cannot speak.
No.
Is it Leon Lett, Deion Sanders, Jim Mitchell, or Delta O'Neill?
I only know one name on there, so I'll go with that name. But I don't even know if this is a football player.
I don't know.
I'm guessing the one that you have is also a baseball and a basketball player.
I went with number 2.
I went with number 1.
Deion Sanders.
I went with number 3. But I don't.
Jim Marshall.
I don't know.
Correct answer is Jim Marshall.
Oh, yeah. You knew that?
No.
Oh.
Did not know. I've never heard of Jim Marshall. But I figured he wasn't that good if he ran into the wrong zone.
Well, that's true.
Oh, smart.
I mean, he might be good, but not that time.
That might be it for him. That might have been the last thing he did. For the end of the midseason game against the 49ers in 1964, Vikings defensive end Jim Marshall scooped up a Niners fumble and raced towards the end zone nearly 70 yards away, the wrong end zone. With both teams chasing him down the field and his own teammates screaming from the sidelines, Marshall ran into the end zone untouched and tossed the ball out of bounds, resulting in a safety for San Francisco and heaps of scrutiny from the media. Don't go the wrong way.
I wonder if he had a concussion.
Dude, that guy.
That poor dude.
He didn't fall straight to sleep for a long time.
Yeah. I know.
He sat there and thought about that for a long time.
Yeah, he messed up big time. All right, question number 29. What candy bar was included in the U.S. soldiers' rations during World War II? Was it Snickers, Twix, Hay Day, or Heath Bar?
Mm.
Lucky Strikes.
U.S. soldiers' rations. Snickers, Twix, Hay Day, Heath Bar.
I'm going to guess.
Who are you guessing?
Number 3, a payday. Because I feel like that would be the one that would melt the least.
That's exactly the same reason I picked payday.
Yeah, you picked payday too. I picked Heath Bar number 4.
You picked Heath Bar?
Yeah.
Okay. Correct answer is Heath Bar.
Nice.
Wow.
Heath Bars were included in U.S. soldiers' rations during World War II because they had been found to have a very long shelf life. The Heath Bar was originally marketed as a health food, claiming to use only the finest ingredients. Okay. One early ad read, "Heath for better health," and another candy often included in soldiers' rations was M&M's because they didn't melt easily, which I feel like is pretty false because they had melted M&M's before.
Yeah, like
maybe they made them differently.
Yep.
The candy coating dyes your hand whenever it melts.
That's how they know you're American. Put your hands up. Okay, come on. You're good.
All right, and I think this is a wage war.
This is the wage one?
This is the last one? Up.
Do we have to know what we have? Yeah, we have to know what the score is.
Yep, he's tallying up.
Oh, I know, I'm in last place.
Well,
should we know?
Is he being able to bid?
Should we know our score?
Yeah, you have to know how many points you got to bid.
Good call.
We shall see. We shall see. I feel like
PJ,
he can still take it.
You got a lot of questions right this round.
You what?
I feel like he can still take it.
Oh, I don't know.
You feel like Pete can still take, or Pete won a lot this round?
Yeah, he just got a lot right.
I feel Pete, number 1, you're number 2, I'm number 3. I think you jumped ahead quite a bit. Because we were kind of like, only like 3 points off, I think, before. So.
We were all close.
Yeah. And I got a lot wrong, so.
Okay. We got 28 points. We have Britt.
Oh.
37 points. We have Jude. And 42 points. We have PJ.
I was really far behind before. How did that happen?
I don't know.
I was really far behind before.
Hmm. No. I thought I was last.
Oh, you were last.
You were, but then you got 6 points right out of those. 6 out of 10. Correct.
Nice.
Those were worth 5 points each, so that puts you ahead pretty big.
How many points do I have again? 37?
37.
37.
And then how many do I have?
28. So 28, 37, and 42.
This is Jude. I'm going to bet 30 on this next one.
Okay. keep in mind, you get it wrong, that's negative 30. Yep. Yeah. So you're going to bet 30, you said?
Yep. This is Britt. Okay. I'm going to bet 20.
Bet 20, okay.
If I bet none, do I still get 5 points? Because this is the same one?
No, this is just all bets. There's no points for this one.
Hmm.
So if you bet nothing, you just stay at 42.
If you get it, if you don't bet anything, and both of us lose,
right? I'm counting on you guys getting it wrong.
But if either one of us gets it,
how many points is this? Oh, so this round is it only worth how many you bet?
You bet, yeah.
Or would if you go to bet zero, would you still get like 5 points?
You get nothing.
No, you get zero. It's whatever you bet.
So you gotta bet at least five, man.
So
five, man.
Silly. So you have how many points, Brett?
28.
And you bet 20?
Yep.
So I need 48.
Yep.
How many do I have? 45?
42.
So even if I got it right and I bet 5, I would still lose.
And I got it right, yeah.
Yeah.
And Jude's 37 and bet 30.
I don't like this because it all comes down to one question.
Yeah.
But it only, like, you have to earn the points. You wanted to do it.
Yeah, you do still have to earn it by getting it right. And you don't even know what it is. It could be a super easy question. It could be a super hard question. That's the funny thing.
I will bet.
It could be, what is 1 plus 1?
What did Judy?
I get 30.
So she would be 68.
But she had how many points?
37.
Or 37, yeah. So she'd be 67. I'd be 48.
I'm sure there's a right number that I should bet.
I know.
Where I could still get it wrong and maybe still win. As long as you guys got it wrong. I'm going to bet 20 points.
20? Okay. Yep. Locking in 20. You guys ready for the question?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Drum roll, please. What is the term for someone who is a fear of flutes?
Oh, geez.
What a question. I didn't even know this was.
They're called a floozy.
A floozy. I love it.
Is it triskaidekaphobia? Is it allophobia? Is it nudophobia? Or is it hemophobia?
So this all comes down to a guess. For me, at least.
Triskaidekaphobia, allophobia, nudophobia, or hemophobia?
I guess the number one.
I guess number one.
I guess number two. Autophobia.
Oh, wow.
I feel like that would be
somebody got it right.
Oh, Peach got it right. I didn't realize it said auto, like auto, audio.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Allophobia is the fear of flutes, whether it is the look of the flute, the sound it makes when being played, or the clicking sound from the buttons.
Who's afraid of a flute? Is that a real thing?
I don't know.
There's a word for it, so I guess it is.
It might have been a thing at some point. Flutes are the oldest instrument. So I'm sure somewhere along the lines.
There's probably some like army coming, playing the flute. I'd be afraid. That'd be scary. Here, I mean, the flute's not, but what it represents.
That's true.
Made out of bones? Who knows?
62. I have 7.
I think I have 8.
8. I'm in last place. Woo!
That's because of betting.
I know.
Guys shouldn't gamble.
Hey.
It's a dirty habit.
You gotta take a gamble in life once in a while. You don't get anywhere. You gotta come out of your comfort zone.
I think it's different than gambling.
True.
Oh, you're probably right.
Congrats. You got the crown back.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank my parents.
Let me clap for that. I'm sorry.
I'd like to thank our Patreon. I'd like to thank Kathy down in Texas. Thank you for pushing us to get a Patreon and asking us when we're going to do it and asking us why we didn't do it yet.
Yes.
And if we decided when we're going to do it again. Yep, our supporters.
And Tyler for probably spending way more time than he expected on putting together that slideshow.
Yeah, I know.
It was fun. I enjoy it.
It looked good. I like the little
Facts.
Yeah, the facts after.
Your girlfriend in the back's probably like, yeah, it was a great time. I wish she'd take me on a date.
She's going to be on.
Instead of doing that all the time.
She's going to be on our Patreon.
Oh, that's right. She's in the background.
Oh, no. Or was that whenever we weren't recording?
Pretty sure she
Oh, wait, what?
When we said hi.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we talked to her.
We did, but I don't know if we were recording because we were trying to fix stuff. Womp womp.
Thanks for listening to this episode.
Oh, yeah, we got to close out, don't we?
You can go to our Facebook, let us know that you whooped our butts, and call us stupid for not knowing that the guy from the X-Files was the one that had his eyeball ripped off.
Or that the freer fleets his audiophobia. Audio... something.
If you want to challenge us, become a Patreon.
Yep.
Member. Yeah, you can also You can also listen and have a visual, so you can read see pictures and stuff as well. So.
And you can see our beautiful faces.
And our yawns and our like faces at each other.
And how much I move up and down and I can't sit still.
And how I stick my tongue out all the time.
What?
I know. I don't think I picked my nose, but
sorry if I did.
If you're a patron, you'd know whether or not I did. Judy, you did do it? Judy picked my nose. So. I knew somebody did.
All right. Thank you, Tyler, for putting that together, though. That was really cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Of course. Thank you guys for playing.
Bless your heart.
Bless yours.
We'll see you next time on
Half-Ass Podcast. Half-Ass.
Don't be a Jago.
Stay on my planet.
Say goodbye, girls.
Goodbye, girls.
Bye. Hey, if you liked the episode, please rate, review, and subscribe.